This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, May 24, in Squiz Kids Today. Big first day for our new PM. The kid who ordered 30 cheeseburgers. Pop supergroup Spooky Concert and all aboard Japan's Doggy Express. That's what's making news, kid style.
The Lowdown.
It was straight down to business yesterday for Anthony Albanese. Within hours of being sworn in as Australia's 31st Prime Minister, it was onto a plane he went, bound for Japan, where he will represent us at a really important meeting of world leaders. With his son and partner watching on proudly, the new PM took his oath of office at Government House in Canberra, promising that he will, and I quote, well and truly serve the Commonwealth of Australia, her land, and her people. And then he hopped onto the Prime Ministerial plane and headed to Tokyo to meet with fellow heads of government from the countries of India, Japan, and the United States. Together, the four countries form what's known as the Quad. Quad meaning four, of course. And they get together to discuss ways they can cooperate. And while that's a big thing, sometimes it's the little things that count too. With a new Prime Minister, two new flags were added to the room where the PM does lots of his press conferences yesterday. Where previously it was just the Australian flag on display, yesterday the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags were added. And though the election at the weekend of Dai Li, in the seat of Fowler in Sydney's West, was small in the grand scheme of things, the fact she will become the first refugee elected to the House of Representatives is a big deal. Miss Lee came to Australia on a leaky boat with her family when she was just a child, escaping the communist government in her birth country of Vietnam. Small things making a big difference.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the American state of Texas. Now, there's a saying in America that everything's bigger in Texas, and apparently that goes for one Texas toddler's appetite. The other day, 2-year-old Barrett Golden ordered himself 31 home delivery cheeseburgers on his mum's phone. When the car pulled up in the driveway, Barrett's mum assumed there had been a mistake because no one in their family even likes cheeseburgers. But then she checked her phone and realised what must have happened. She had given it to Barrett to play with while she was working, and he had gotten onto the food order app and ordered home delivery cheeseburgers 31 times. It all has a happy ending though. After his mum's Facebook post offering free cheeseburgers went viral, McDonald's got in touch with Barrett and his parents and invited him to come and have some chicken nuggets, which he does like. Oh, and if you're wondering how big Texas really is, I've put a link in your episode notes.
Animal Kingdom.
All aboard the Puppy Express. That was the cry that went out across Tokyo in Japan at the weekend after the country's railway authorities allowed dogs to ride in the carriages with humans for the first time ever. You've probably heard of the bullet trains in Japan, right? Trains that travel at speeds of up to 500 kilometres an hour. Well, one bullet train out of Tokyo on Saturday was packed with puppies, as rules were relaxed for a day on where dogs could travel. Usually pooches would have to spend a train trip inside a carrier, which is frankly not unreasonable if you ask me. But to the delight of many Japanese dog owners, for this one day, they were allowed to sit on the seats next to their owners. And because the Japanese are what you might call fastidious about cleanliness and hygiene, which is to say it's very important to them, all the seats in the train were covered with plastic. Because, well, travelling at such high speeds, it's only normal for a dog to do a little excitement wee. I've stuck a link to photos of the Doggy Express in today's episode notes. You're welcome.
Pop Culture Corner.
Hands up if you'd pay money to go and see Harry Styles or Taylor Swift or BTS live in concert. Hands up if you'd go and see your favourite band, whoever that might be, live in concert. Now, keep your hand up if you reckon you'd go and see Harry Styles or Taylor Swift or BTS Avatar in concert. As in, not the real person, but a hologram of them performing. Because that's what thousands of fans of Swedish 70s supergroup ABBA are going to do in London this week as part of a bold entertainment experiment. A hologram is a 3D likeness of someone or something created by light. So, you know, not the real thing. And instead of paying money to go and see actual humans perform ABBA's greatest hits, thousands of people are going to be going along to watch holograms of the singers perform the songs. All four members of ABBA are still alive, but they're getting old now, so instead of performing night after night, they're sending holograms out to do the hard work for them. We do indeed live in interesting times. I've stuck a link to video of the ABBA holograms performing in today's episode notes. Watch from about the 4-minute mark. And judge for yourself.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country was last weekend's doggy train experiment? Yeah, that's right. It was in Japan. Question number two. Dai Li, Australia's first refugee member of the House of Representatives, comes from which country? Yeah, well done. She comes from Vietnam. Question number three. Name the Swedish supergroup who'll be performing as holograms in London later this week. Yeah, you got it. It's ABBA.
Shoutouts.
It's May 24. Today is Endless Breakfast Day in the United States, where some fast food restaurants are offering as much breakfast as you can eat. It's also National Asparagus Day, although I have a feeling I know which one is going to be more popular. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. G from Ivanhoe, Darcy from Mossvale, Matilda from Freshwater, Dimitri from Ashmont, Justin from Thornlea, and Kylie from Windsor. And classroom shout-outs today go to Ms. Gleason and Ms. Craven's Year 3 classes at St. Michael's Primary School in Balcombe Hills, Class 5P and Ms. Preedy at Mossvale Public School, Years 5 and 6 with Mrs. Edwards and Mrs. McHutchinson at Thornlea West Public School, and lastly, a shout out to all the teachers at Mount Carmel School in Yass, one of our Squiz Kids for School super users. We love you guys. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. Amanda will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.